Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Sarah Morning X Headlines, we misinterpret the news. So you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health. Nick has spent trying to convert 900,000 kilometers. She said 900. Said 900.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So you don't need to convert it. I win. Jason wins.
I mean, I should still convert kilometers per hour to miles because who knows what that conversion is. I mean, it could
900 kilometers an hour is around 600 miles an hour.
It's around 559.
So when I say 6,900 miles per hour and she says 559, I clearly win.
But that's because now we know what the unit conversion is for kilometers to miles. If it was something different, maybe your answer is...
Put down a win for Jason, okay?
Put down a loss for Nick.
All right, what is going on here? Amy Schumer was trending yesterday.
No offense, I just think that sports are stupid, and anyone who likes them is just like a lesser person and has a small intellect.
Is that our go-to Amy Schumer clip thing?
She said that?
I saw Amy Schumer trending, and I'm like, how? What's going on? Amy Schumer, she's done, right? She retired. It's like, I'm making babies. It's over for me now, right?
Now she's doing a cooking show.
Good to be the coach. I love you, Amy. She was trending because apparently her doppelganger won a mini fridge at a truck stop in Tennessee and is wearing a shirt with the F word on it. Oh, and she might have murdered somebody. I'm pretty positive this is made up, right?
This is too detailed to be made up.
So we just tweeted it. The picture. Don't tweet that one. God, you son of a... we tweeted a picture of the side by side. You don't see it in our picture, but Amelia, the alleged truck driver who makes regular stops at Salina 52 truck stop in Salina, Tennessee, was the winner of a Monster Energy mini fridge, and she posed for a picture with it. In the picture, she's wearing a t-shirt that says Truckin' and
the rhyme one.
Truckin' and
Yeah, it rhymes.
Truckin'
and duckin'.
And she looks like Amy Schumer. She's wearing a hilarious shirt. She's won a mini fridge. Oh, yeah, and she's got a teardrop tattoo next to her left eye, just under her left eye. Now, what is the teardrop tattoo? In prison speak, that's like, I killed a dude.
Killed somebody.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They point out the poster on Salina 52's online page, whatever, points out, quote, prize winner Amelia wanted us to point out that her teardrop tattoo is not because she murdered anyone. She accidentally killed a pedestrian once after falling asleep at the wheel and got the tattoo to honor their memory, end quote.
What?
Okay.
Okay. There's other ways you could do that.
Amy Schumer weighed in a little bit, just tweeting a photo of the two and saying, wait, what's going on at a truck stop? Me. Crying emoji. That's what we came up with, Amy Schumer. Sweet cooking show.
Oh!
It was actually highly regarded, I think. People enjoy it.
Is it?
It's, yeah.
It's no... It's good to be the couch. But no, this is made up. This is you can't.
What do you mean it's made up? Like the whole thing? Like that?
This whole thing is posed by the. And I think if you go check out this truck stop's social media presence, they have a whole bunch of things that appear to be jokes. Like they're just.
Oh.
They're just. This is somebody trying to.
But are you
carve
saying that there is not a person
them.
That won this
you
fridge or that she doesn't have a
I'm
teardrop
telling you,
tattoo?
Amelia is not a truck driver. She does not have a teardrop tattoo. She didn't run over a pedestrian. Does she look like Amy Schumer? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
She does.
There's a real person out there who shared. There are more than one blonde, somewhat soft, Wow. I didn't. Well, what? It's not derogatory. I mean,
there's no reason to go that direction. Just because
it's a descriptive thing.
You could say like blonde hair, blue eyed, whatever.
You can't call someone somewhat soft anymore. What's the deal? Okay.
I mean, it sounds like you're commenting on a woman's body.
You're not allowed to comment. I'm not even. Yes, she looks like Amy Schumer, but she's not a truck driver who's posing wearing a trucking and shirt. She didn't kill anybody. You don't get to keep being a truck driver if you fall asleep at the wheel and kill somebody, all right? Like, literally, they will take your license away if you roll through a stop sign. If you get a moving violation, you don't get to be a truck driver anymore. You don't fall asleep, kill somebody, get a memorial tattoo, and then just keep on trucking. You don't do it. It doesn't happen.
They might have been short-staffed. They might have
said, truck driving company?
Yeah.
These are the rules. Yeah. You don't know. It's made up, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
It would not surprise me if they allowed that to happen. If somebody, you fall asleep, that's involuntary manslaughter probably. And you can recover from that,
Why do you hate the truth so much? How come when I just want to get to the truth. I want to get to the bottom of the truth. And you're constantly just trying to, wait. Why do you hate the truth?
No, you see something that's funny, you're like, no, I have to ruin that. I have to ruin that. I'm Jason Dick, ruiner of things.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Brett with 1T tweets at the Morning X. Says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm inclined to agree with Jason. I have two brothers that are truckers. They are so heavily regulated, even the smallest error, they can lose their license in an instant. I don't know why you had to lead that off with, I can't believe I'm saying I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm right all the time, Brett. QMAX says you get to keep trucking if it's the boss that you're seriously. And Zach from New Braunfels pointed out, in the background of the photo, there's a sign at this truck stop that says, stop pooping in our parking lot. All right. It's fake. It's made up. All right. I appreciate it. I'm laughing at it, but it's not a real thing. Okay.
Okay.
There's no dead pedestrian. There's no.
Sure, that's
nobody's
fine.
Pooping in the parking
like
lot.
That sounds like a truck stop in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I can believe the pooping in the parking lot over everything else.
That seems real.
Yeah, that actually that does seem real.
Here's my question, though, is why this is all smokescreen. Nobody always focused on this whatever her name is and wherever this truck stop is.
Uh-huh.
How many people has Amy Schumer killed, all right? How many people?
What?
Not one. None.
Maybe somebody do a background check. That's all I'm saying.
Next Dear Redacted coming up in just a second. Hold on. It's got to be the couch. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and Prince Nick. Emily.
What's my age?
We have Cypress Hill tickets before 8 o'clock, but it's somebody's favorite time of week. Nicholas Hajde is a notably angry young man. I don't know. I thought for a little while you were getting over it. Today, certainly feeling it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly
feeling it. I feel the fire. You're a little toasty from all the way over here.
You've been extra helpful in getting me ramped up this week.
Oh.
So thank you, Jason.
You're welcome, my guy. And this is a segment designed to let him, hit the release valve on some of that pressure. It's called Dear Redacted. The idea is that he takes out the name of whoever he is upset with, but oftentimes you know who it is. You can figure it out. Sometimes
Jason.
We just tell you.
Jason.
What do you have for me this week, buddy?
Dear Redacted. If you are going to be one of these people that is internet famous or a YouTuber or a blogger, or you're constantly videoing yourself for your live chat stories, things, and you use one of those ring lights.
What about it?
Get LASIK surgery. Don't wear your glasses. So I have to look at just the reflection in your glasses of your ring light. Have some pride in what you're trying to do and be better. This thing bothers me so
much.
I see it all the time because it's just like, it's like if you were to do a teleconference, or you're making videos on YouTube and just your hair's messed up, or you missed a button on your shirt, and I'm like, hey, that's amateurish, okay? Don't have a glaring reflection where all anybody can do is just stare at the reflection of the ring light in your glasses instead of paying attention to whatever you have to say. It's just a bad look. Be better.
So are you saying that people that can't see should change and that they're the problem?
If you are filming yourself, what do you need to see? You can be blind and be filmed for a video.
Some people, I don't know, it's like the last thing on me that's not falling apart. My vision still works. Mm-hmm. But don't you, Emily, if you take your glasses off. Oh, yeah, she's got her glasses off
my
now.
My glasses are off
it's
right
not,
now.
This is counterintuitive to my point. If you've got bad vision, you take your glasses off. Can some people like get a headache? Then it make your head hurt?
Look, if you want to be a YouTube streamer person.
Strengthen your spirit.
Have a headache or two.
Yeah.
Or wear contacts. Or get laser vision. I did it when I was like 22 or 23, and I used my dad money to get my eyes fixed. Uh-huh. It's the greatest thing I ever did. Literally the last great thing that I did in my life was getting my eyes fixed.
No,
it's all been downhill since then. But I can see how far the hill is falling downhill.
I thought both of those juice cleanse spots today were killer. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said the F word after one of them. I don't know if that was killer, but we probably dumped
it. Your fault. Turn off my microphone, Mr. Button Pusher.
Don't say the F word into a. Okay. What else?
Dear Redacted. I appreciate that you leave me a voicemail to tell me that you called me, but you didn't have anything urgent to say. But you know what screams I have something urgent? A voicemail from your mother.
Okay.
She does this all the time. She'll call me just to check in because my mom, she's a big walker now that she's retired. And so she'll go for walks in the morning. And that's the time that she thinks that we should have a conversation is when she's huffing and puffing down the trail. Okay, sure, fine. I don't really talk to my family all that much, so I'm happy to do it.
Oh.
I'm just a bad son. But she does this all the time. She's like, she'll just leave me a voicemail. It's like, hey, I got nothing. Just call me back whenever. And I'm like, I would have done that anyway, Mom. That's my standard operating procedure when I have a missed call from my mom. It's just to call her back whenever. Mostly when I'm not high anymore. But
Do your parents know of does your mom know of your dedication to marijuana?
Your recreational abilities?
I mean, if she's out walking right now, she does. Yeah.
She just found out.
I remember when I was what? No, I wasn't. I was still drinking illegally, so I wasn't of age yet. I was like 20, and she found out and she cried.
She found out that you were drinking or that you
smoked weed? She was fine with. That's,
it's the devil's
lettuce. She cried because it's like her son was a dope addict.
Oh.
And then they never talked about it anymore.
Yeah.
I think she knows now, but just agrees to.
You know, it's funny. My mom has always said that she wishes that I would do marijuana instead of alcohol.
We all wish you would mellow out a little bit.
No, I think she looks at my dad's situation and how alcohol is addictive and things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Look, one of her kids is a drunk and the other one smokes pot every day. One of them's a total loser and one of them's me. Sorry, Steph. Just kidding. I mean, thanks.
He's not a total loser.
Back to you. So you just get freaked out because you see a voicemail from her.
Yeah.
Every
time that my mom calls me, I'm like, who's dead?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
This is, my mom will do this one. She'll call me. She'll leave a voicemail saying, hey, I need to talk to you. Call me back. And then she'll immediately call me again. I'm like, if you're going to call again, leave the voicemail after the second time.
Yeah.
Don't leave me a voicemail, then immediately call again. That doesn't make sense.
See, my parents do that too. My parents will text me, be like, hey, can I call you? And then I'll be like, oh, sure. They don't call me for another 20 minutes. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
The times have changed.
And then my dad will call me, leave me a voicemail. And he goes, hey, It's your dad. Call me back. He always says, it's your dad. Like, I don't know. It's my dad.
Yeah.
And then I call him back, and he doesn't answer. So I don't leave a voicemail because I'm like, now we're just playing phone tag. And then he'll call me back. I'll miss it again, and he'll leave me another voicemail. Hey, it's your dad. I'm calling you again. Call me back.
How old are your parents, Emily? Because the Nick and I's parents are little. I mean, are they as much older than you than I? How old are your parents, Emily?
My dad, I believe, is 50.
I had a moment of panic where I was like, hang on, he might be younger than me. It can't be, right? Nick Costa gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say anything.
They're both like about in their 50s.
Okay.
So
I'm 16 years older than you. So I'm not really old enough to be your dad. I mean, I could be, but that would be
a real
mistake.
Really.
Yeah. 101X, it's the Morning X. Cyber Sale tickets just a second. SoCo Tim tweets of the Morning X says, thank you so much for the mayor of Easttown recommendation. This show is phenomenal. Yeah, it is a real banger, my friend. Emily.
Yes.
How we doing?
So, yesterday on Shark Tank, there was a
pitch. Emily, watch Mayor of Easttown. It's 7 episodes, okay?
Okay.
Once you start, you won't be able to put it down. It is a goddamn banger.
I promise you, by Monday, I will be done. I promise. I don't have a lot going this weekend.
Well, you've apparently had a real Shark Tank emergency going all week.
Yeah. I mean, I learned about the city kitty.
Oh my God, I don't care.
All right.
One, the guy who has his DVR is full of old poker tournaments and shows. Uh-huh. Shouldn't throw Shark Tank stones or something like that. Two, Emily.
Yes.
Your homework, your assignment, whatever for this weekend is to watch the first episode of Mayor of Easttown. Because if you watch one episode, you will watch all 7. I guarantee you.
Are you sure? Did you watch it?
I'm saving the last episode. Fresh.
You haven't seen the last episode?
No.
Snap.
Oh, because we want to talk about this, right?
I'm so excited for both of you. Yes, I'm trying to do, I want to do a whole podcast on this show, and we're not going to do it in 2023 when it's no longer relevant. Yeah. We probably missed the window already.
Okay, I'll watch it. My homework, I will do it. You can remind me if you want.
All right.
You probably won't, but you can remind me.
You if you want. I don't. Okay, go. Cypress Hill at the Whitewater Amphitheater, August the 8th. Cypress Hill in Atmosphere, 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we going to play, man?
What are we playing?
It's the cameo game.
All right.
Cameo?
Yeah. Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, Emily, Nick. And Eric tweets at the Morning X, says, what show is Emily supposed to be watching? Need to check it out. Mayor of Easttown. All right.
Not Mayor.
Mayor. M-A-R-E. It's a person's name. Yeah, weirdly named. I would have probably come up with something else. Wawa. Just call it the Wawa Show. It's great. If you're not watching it, watch it. And, allegedly, Emily's going to be done by Monday.
I will.
Cypress Hill in Atmosphere at the Whitewater Amphitheater, August the 8th. We have tickets to give away when we play another edition of Candid Cameo is maybe the name of this game. You know about cameo things, right, Emily?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Have you told us? Should I not say?
Don't say.
Okay. Somebody's getting a cameo.
Have
you ever been cameoed?
I haven't been cameoed.
I'm not really
a big celeb person, to be honest.
No.
I just know of them. I want to like them more.
I've noticed how cool, calm, and collected you stay around me, so I can tell that you're not impressed by celebrity.
Oh, sorry. Are you on Cameo?
That's funny.
I don't think you've made it unless you're on Cameo.
Well, it's funny. That's how this whole thing started. Was because it's like right there on the site. It says, "Hey, click here to become a Cameo video endorser." I don't know. I submitted myself, and they were like, "Nah, pass." Actually, they just ghosted me. They never replied. They didn't even tell me that I wasn't good enough.
Wow.
Man, if you go look and see who's on there, that is an insult.
I know.
Yeah, there's some low-level people on there.
I had a whole gorilla cameo business going on for a little while.
F-cameo.
If you sent me money, I would record a video and send it to you, and that led to me singing a variety of songs and talking to pregnant ladies, or I don't remember.
I think there's like a famous pig that has a cameo. There's like some animals. You could get like like dolphins to give you cameos. Makes
Fiona
sense.
Fiona the hippo.
This game works. Cameo, a video messaging celebrity whatever site where you can go and find the 7th most famous person from Growing Pains, and they'll record you a message and send it to you for a nominal fee. And we play a game. Nick tells us a celebrity, and me and Emily are going to try and guess how much they charge on Cameo. Mm-hmm. Like many of our games, the scoring cumulative, so have the smallest number possible by the end of the game. That's what you want to have. And we each play on behalf of a listener. Kirsten called first, and she chose Team
Jason.
No!
Jackie, Emily is playing for you. So if Emily wins the game, Jackie, you're going to go see Cypress Hill. If I win,
Jason.
That means, Kirsten, you're going to get the Cypress Hill Atmosphere tickets. Everybody ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
What's the first one?
Putting my young brain on.
Hide your kids.
Sorry.
Hide.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Hide your kids.
Interruption number three. Nick, you get worse every day.
Antoine Dodson.
Okay. Oh, no. There's a man down.
Oh, damn it. No, that's not what I want.
Okay, hide your kids, hide your wife, and that guy.
Okay.
For one single
How much does
cameo.
He charge for a cameo?
According to cameo.com, he's listed as a viral star / TV.
Oh, he is. Mm-hmm.
Google says singer. Okay. And he also just links to the Bed Intruder song iTunes page, which
I used to like that song.
I don't really totally know who this person is. It's not Cash Me Outside.
This is older.
It's from a news report where somebody broke into his house to like maybe rape
Dead
his sister
giveaway.
Or something.
Nope. Dead giveaway. Nope. Okay.
And yeah, he went viral, and then it was one of the very first
the golden voiced hobo.
Yeah, that guy.
Is that guy all right? How are we doing with that dude? You ready over there, Emily?
Yeah, I'm ready.
$99 for my guy Antoine Dodson. I figure he might. I was gonna go $199 or something higher, but no. Nah, what does this guy got going on? He's hustling, cranking out the cameos. $99 a piece.
Mm, okay, I said $150. Sorry, it's in the corner. It's very small. Okay. $150. I like to save paper.
good job.
You didn't want to add. He didn't even deserve a $100 on there. You gave him a $99.
Do you know how pricing works, Emily? All right.
Oh, you're talking about with tax and everything else.
$299 is so much less than $3. Okay, it is optics. That's the way we work. Yeah. I am charging $100 for the cameo from Antoine Dodson.
Yeah, $99 doesn't matter. No,
fine.
Anyways.
Maybe he's a bad business because he charges $100.
Son of a... You are bad at business, Antoine Dodson, okay?
Yeah. Really?
Dead giveaway guy who knows to charge $99. People know... Do you know Dead Giveaway Guy?
No.
How come he didn't make it?
I think he had some bad stuff. I think he got canceled.
I'm sure Antoine Dodson is a great, citizen. If you, you know what? That's not fair. I don't know anything about that guy.
No.
All right. I'm trying to find you the dead giveaway guy.
What's his name? Charles? Charles?
There's a lot of clips in here that are just start Deb. What does that mean?
That's not funny.
Charles Ramsey.
Charles, thank you very much.
Giveaway. God, I love that dude. Okay, what's number two, Nick?
Number two is Monica Ruiz, and according to her cameo bio, she's an actress and the Peloton wife.
Oh.
What?
You don't know the Peloton wife?
The Peloton wife? In the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh.
She got sort of famous because, I'm going to Dickapedia this one, but... like her husband bought her a Peloton or something like that, and she was already like a very physically fit person. But she's like
so overexcited.
This has changed my life. This is unbelievable. What this has done for me. And like a year later, she's lost 4 pounds and somehow. And there's all sorts of Peloton lady fan fiction about how he's actually like locked her in the basement and he just lowers a bucket of water and bread for her every day. And yeah. Monica Ruiz, the Peloton lady.
Mm-hmm.
And Peloton she's on Cameo lady. Now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Is this pretty recent? Are you allowed to give this away? Is this a pretty recent meme?
I mean, Pelotons have only been in our life for 3-4 years, something like that.
Okay.
Pelotons have been way longer than that, but this is like 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
What are you talking about?
I think a Peloton's not just a recent thing.
Find me the earliest Peloton advertisement.
1843.
It was the original bike.
All right, Emily, you ready?
I guess so. I'm giving it my
This
my
is
all.
A difficult one because, I don't know what... Who wants the cameo from her? What's that? $149 is my answer.
Mm.
I'm kind of just punting playing field position a little bit here.
Okay, well, I still feel a little bit wrong by taking people's lives and trying to give a value to them, but I think 80?
How woke of you.
Wow, $70.
Ooh.
For the Peloton wife.
Ooh.
How come she's off by 10, got a ding. I was off by $1 and got a buzz.
I'm sorry.
Degree of difficulty.
Okay. Score update us after two.
Yeah, let me max my... Jason is off by 80. Emily off by 60. So just $20 difference.
What was her guess on the first one? What was your guess?
$150.
$150.
Yeah,
okay,
so
fine.
I was up by 50.
80, 60, but it's fine. No big deal. What's the...
Our last one is Coyote Peterson. He's a YouTube creator, and I guess his show is called Brave Wilderness. People would tell you that this is an animal expert guy. He's the guy that gets bit by bugs and then freaks out and has the 100,000 million followers. Coyote
Bug
Peterson.
Bug boy.
YouTube creator.
I know the sort of point of Cameo is that there's non-celebrities, fake celebrities on there acting like celebrities. When you're assembling this game, maybe just throw one actual celebrity in here.
This guy is an actual celebrity.
Antoine Dotson is the most famous person you put in here.
Do any of these people have an actual IMDb page?
No. Get
Monica Ruiz does.
Go,
she's an actress.
Shut the...
I mean, she has an IMDb page. What do you want from me?
Why are you so bad at making the games? You have the most experience. You should be the best at it, but you're...
Who are we doing? Coyote Peterson, YouTube bug bite guy.
YouTube bug bite guy.
Who is way more famous than Jason.
I hate telling people to shut up, okay? It's ugly. But you make me do it so much, I hate you for it.
Monica Ruiz, top three on IMDb. She was Hot Woman in About a Boy.
Hot Woman.
She was on an episode of The Rookie. And now she's Dr. Penny Escobar on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, so excuse me. What a real celebrity that you've brought me.
Yeah.
Hot Woman from...
In 2009, she was Latin Girl on The Game.
How long has Peloton been in my life? Did you get the bottom of that?
2012. Split the difference. We're both.
Yeah.
You ready, Emily?
I guess. I also don't know who Bug Boy is.
You're off by a million. It's $299.
$299.
What are you laughing at?
She's not off by a million.
Keep looking.
Yeah, I said 120. Good 120. What? Off by a million.
Watch this, Emily. Watch what's about to happen here.
Coyote Peterson charges $125.
Oh, son of a bitch. Congratulations. I'm trying to figure out, I guess, did you do it against me on purpose?
I mean, I didn't go super old again because Emily doesn't know anything.
I still don't know.
1993, but
I didn't know those people either.
God, you are... About customizing.
You just said that you didn't do super. Jackie, you were going to win the Godsmack tickets. Kirsten, my bad.
You're welcome.
I'm still going to push the thing. You're going to get a prize as well.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock All Day.